Talk.
I don't have my
PowerPoint.
Talk.
I didn't tell you, we're not actually using the slides. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna...
Can you see it right there?
Yeah, cool. Looks a lot better. Anyway, I'm going to do my presentation on pathways. A little bit about it is it's about graph theory. But first off, we got the project by Advanced Calc. In Advanced Calc, we're supposed to determine the most optimal path between buildings here at the WSU campus. We found this really kind of difficult at first because we didn't really know where to start. We Googled a lot. We went through mathematical programs a lot. And it just seems like we couldn't find anything to make paths from building to building the most optimal way. So we decided to dumb down the project a little bit and just take the shortest path to each building. This picture right here is one of the first graph theory problems. This is Konigsberg. People of Konigsberg, these are the Konigsberg bridges. They contacted the famous mathematician Euler, and he was to decide if this was actually traversable, and he did some shortest path optimization with that as well. But that's another story for another time. Okay, so this is the program we found on Mathematica's help page and everything. So this is kind of what we use for the gist of our program. It was kind of a really big breakthrough. It kind of made our project a lot easier to do because before we're looking at different algorithms that you use in Python, and that would have been miserable because me or Sean, my partner, have nothing nor no knowledge about Python. We're a little bit more savvy in Mathematica. So we adjusted this a little bit. As you can see, this one's an easy pentagon to read, but you can add different nodes, and you can add from one path to the other. This is actually an arrow only going this way. So that was the next part we ran into having trouble is this only showed you're only going from one point to the other. So this is like Gilda Mice of the pasture, there's only one way and you can't come back. So after doing a little bit more research, we found another way to make this double arrow. So going one way allows you to go the other way. Makes the program run a lot smoother. Next, we took our data. This image you can't really see here is actually, we kind of made the graph by hand because it wouldn't take too long to do like a 3D model or something to make it look cooler. But from here, we plugged all that information, the nodes and everything into Mathematica. And these are our distances and what nodes you would have to go through to get to each path. Or each building, I mean. From there, I noticed something kind of weird because, I'll draw this out quick, but this is Gildemeister. And this is the pack. We noticed, or I noticed at least, that it determined this was the shortest path to Gildemeister, even though the lengths going the other way was the same exact path distance. And I was like, I wonder why we go this way versus the other way. And it's just because it's determinant node-wise. So you go through less nodes versus the other path. So that's why that one's the shortest path. And after taking all this data on the distances, the shortest paths, we noticed that nodes 19 and 18, or these two paths right here, were never used. So technically, we could delete these paths, and that was kind of the goal of our whole project, is to see what paths we could delete path optimization-wise. And possible things to do in the future is I was thinking about making an applet. So like you're standing at one of the nodes in our campus area, choose that node and see what building you want to go to, choose that building, and it'll take you nodal wise and shortest path wise to that building. So it's kind of like a miniature GPS for another state. Do you guys have any questions at all, or?
Sounds good, man.
All
right. Take care. Who's next? Raphael, is it? No. Who? I don't care who it is. You send it to me, Raphael?
Yeah.
Delete some of these.
Did you just make a job with him?
Yeah.
There it is, man. Crazy, man. You get control now.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. My name is Raphael. You all know me. For those who don't know me, this is a new Ninja Turtle coming out. New movie, so you can go see it because I've been it. Or rather, my name is being used. So. Okay, what I'm presenting on is a data analysis for they call the high performance corrosion resistant 57 inch tunnel fan, and this is to I'll go to the next slide to give you a picture of it. This is a picture of the big shrouds. They're called shrouds. They're like fans used in chicken poultry farms. So this data analysis will involve collecting data for CPI Binani. CPI Binani is a company in Winona that is a thermoplastic composite, and what they do is they mold these huge fans for the poultry companies, and these fans are used to like help cool the like individualization the fan. They used to cool it, and there's some specifications that these fans must pass before they're shipped to the company. And there's four of them that you need to measure, and they have to pass before you ship the fans to the company. So the first one is the 6-inch measurement. The second one is the 2-inch, the door gap, and the magnet pocket. The magnet strength. They have pockets, but the strength is what we measure. So the first one is the 6-inch. The 6-inch measurement is the top part of the shroud. So it's round, of course, and the top part, you have to measure how far, because it's a huge round thing, this fan, the metal things, you have to measure the distance from the shroud. If I draw it, you have to measure the distance from the shroud and So you have to measure the distance from here to here. So what you want to do is make sure they are in specs to minimize the distance and make sure that the fan does not hit the shroud itself, because the fan is metal and the shroud is plastic with fiberglass. So that's the first one. So you have to measure that, which goes, it's between 0 to 2 millimeters. And then the second measurement is the 2-inch. The 2-inch now is the bottom part of it, because it's not the same. As you can see from the first, from this picture right here, you can see this kind of goes this way. And if you really see it, which you can't see it in pictures, it's not the same distance from the top, and the bottom is different. So that's the second one, which the measurements should not be below zero. It's always supposed to be below zero, because once you're measuring it, you're using, there's some gauge. You have to see it to know what I'm talking about. And then after that, you do the door gap. The door gap is the gap between the shroud itself and the doors, because once this fan starts going round, the doors open. So you want the dog gap to be as small as possible. The reason is, if you know about chicken, they usually start making noise once they see the light. You know how a rooster, once it hits six, that's when the sun is up and they start making noise, which they don't want to start making noises. So they don't want to see any light. So you want to make the dog gap as small as possible. So you have to measure that and make sure it's as small as possible. And then the other one is the magnet strength. The magnet strength is the strength that you want these doors to remain closed. And for them to remain closed, they have some magnets all the way around. And you want them to be strong enough so that they don't just open. And if they open up, they let the light in, and the chicken will start waking up at however time they don't want them to wake up, and it will be okay. So those are the measurements you have to analyze. And the conclusion is you have to make sure they all fall in the right measurements. And if they fall in the right measurements, they use that data to hard lock the, they have huge molding machines. So each temperature, they use like tonnage to make the mold. So each tonnage, any change matters to this specification. So if you have the right ones, they're able to hard lock the specifications, and everything will come out good, and they'll be able to have less scrap. Any questions?
All right, good job, sir.
Make sure you see that move.
Dude, Ninja Turtles. Man, get a childhood. Yeah, that was a mess.
Where's my cursor? You messed me up.
So wait,
I did.
I'll go next.
Okay.
So I need to. Yeah. For my Gmail. I don't know. I don't know where my
cursor is.
You took all your time. Jacob was less. Jacob was less than you, actually.
Five.
Five.
Perfect. Is this at an account? Or,
did you go to gmail.com? This is what you got? Yeah, sure.
I know when it's his birthday.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I told him it's
on his birthday. Yeah. Yeah. Just, you got you to sign in with your side. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Slide into
it once. But you never seen that before. Oh. Do it. Take a long lifetime opportunity.
How are you doing that?
Yeah.
Watch this.
My memory is full.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty tough.